I'm Langston. I'm a compulsive reader from the Dallas, Texas area. I've been in these rooms. Let's see, I came into the room October of 2020. I don't know the exact date. I just remember it was a COVID-ish era and I was home. There's a lot of stuff going on and kind of my Eskimo that got me into this program because I was always a fit dude, use my body a lot to make a lot of money and make a lot of do a lot of things into my life. And so knew a lot about food, know a lot about food, manipulating calories, all these different doing whatever I need to do. And obviously there was a lot of incentive for me to weigh a certain amount or, you know, the better the less I weighed, the better I played and different things and all these things. But life doesn't work like that. And it's really apropos what we were talking about with the reading today, because I did know a lot. I do know a lot, but I also know I don't know shit because I've been dealing with I was telling my buddy the other day, like, you know, when I was in the vocation that I was, like, you know, my whole being was fitness, had a nutrition, nutritionist, working out everything. And I still was battling with food every single day. And that's just because the same compulsion to be a professional in that field was the compulsive thing that made me overeat or abstain and have periods of not eating and then just reward myself or punish myself. So again, maybe somebody has a similar story. I can resonate with that, but that was me. And I came into the rooms October 2020. My Eskimo that got me in here was my godmother. My godmother's a man, lady probably about 100 pounds, vegan. I've never seen her overeat, never really seen her eat sugar, dairy her whole life. You know, when I go to her house when I was little, like she'd give me like hibiscus tea and shit like that, like, and convince me that it was good. So like I never thought she had an eating problem. Now I knew she was in Al-Anon and my mother was in recovery, and I've you know, been familiar with the rooms and 12-step and been a kid that's been in Alcoholic Anonymous meetings when I was little in the back room making noise while you know, folks are up there trying to get their service on, but I never knew that. And just the how divine it was. One day we were talking, her husband had just passed away not too long ago, and we were talking. She was like, "Yeah, I need to get ready to go back to a meeting because, you know, my food has been really wacky." I'm like, "What you talking about? You're a vegan. You don't, you know, you stainless steel pans. You don't use plastic. I'm just all these different things." She's like, "Oh no, I can get really, really herky jerky with my food. I'm an Overeaters Anonymous." And I was like, "What's that?" And so, long story short, here I am still in these rooms today. I remember one of the first meetings I came to was this Skivvy room, and I consider this kind of like my home group, even though I've been being in a men's group every morning besides coming here to my home group. But you know, things kind of ebb and flow with the program, and that's one thing I've learned, where sometimes it's step meetings, sometimes it's this. And so for me, it comes back to, you know, picking up these tools. I have slowly been incorporating these tools into my life. One practical example is this. Last night we had to put our dog down. And this was something that was, you know, kind of on the horizon, but I definitely was not thinking about that yesterday. I travel a good bit, you know, so coming off the plane and, you know, let's get to the vet before they close because, you know, we can't have one more night of this and da 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 da. So the whole point is dealing with life on life's terms. So, you know, picking up the tools, praying about it, writing about it, even no matter how big or how small, because, you know, I've been in meetings before where I've just heard people, you know, talking about a whole bevy of things, but a lot of things like their pets dying. And I'm like, oh, yeah, come on. That's not, we got bigger problems in here. But the weight, you know, it all of us carry different things at a different rate, different weight. And so it's just interesting for me just being in the rooms and picking up and applying these tools to that. God is not too big where I can't talk to him about my miniature schnauzer that we just had to put down and everything that came along with that, all the emotion that came along with that. So for me, that's big because one thing I identify with, and I've learned in these rooms, is that avoidance, to not be a part of life, because something like this might happen, like the dog may die. That's okay. So, you know, I've learned to sit in the feelings and feel the feelings of not just this, but everything. So, got up this morning, because I usually, you know, get up, take care of him. He was diabetic, so I had to give him insulin, which was crazy. So didn't have to do that this morning. So found myself picking up the tool of writing, getting up in the meetings. And shout out to the meeting or the host sponsor on this meeting, because just how divine God works. I was, somebody reached out to me. Iris reached out to me about a month ago. Oh yeah, come on to the meeting. I was like, 29th is perfect. I don't have anything going on. You know what I'm saying? And then just in divine wisdom, this big life event happened, and this was perfect for me to be here this morning to share how I'm dealing using the tools with those things now. Because again, I could have overate over it last night. There was an ample opportunity to do all types of stuff, but that doesn't help me, my daughter, or the dog, or the memory of it. So, and I just kind of trying to pull back, use that in life for everything. Because there's some times where I feel like, damn, I'm kind of impenetrable. I got this. I can handle this. And then there's other days where I think it says in the Just for Today book, one of my favorite quotes is, us compulsive overeaters will come out and get ready to go to work, and a tire might be low or flat, and we're ready to go in. That's it for the day. I'm done. Where everybody else is like, no, let me call AAA or call somebody, just do the next right thing. And so things for me have not have always been boom or bust, but I've noticed these behaviors by being in these rooms and listening to you guys and just shutting up and not being so smart, because I know I don't know anything. I may have a lot of experiences, but listening and being with you guys in here has been really great. Again, tools, literature has been a big thing for me. It was funny when I first got in here, everybody, get a book, get a book. Now I'm that guy with a book that's all like, it's been used. I've been using it. It's got all types of markings in it. Page 417, acceptance prayer, page 85, 86. I mean, just all of these things I think about. Love and tolerance and others is our code. We have ceased fighting anything or anyone. So again, using the literature, picking it up, going through these things is this makes me really proud, because there's been some work in there. There's been a lot of emotional work, a lot of spiritual work. But I also know that the work is not over, and all of that is contingent upon me keeping that channel open and fresh, and not clogged up with my ideas, my will, my food, all those different things, because there's a bevy of things that I can do to block myself. So the biggest thing for me is this, the spirituality in this program. One of the big barometers for me, because I can manipulate my food, is my relationships, how I'm handling people, how I'm moving into in the world. I found myself the other day, and this is where I can get really funky with it, just like my food, where like, I have a meal plan with my wife, but over here, this is a different meal plan, because she's not here, and calories together don't count, right? It's like it's like Vegas, or you cross the equator, you're a whole different, whatever excuse you want to give. It's the same thing. I found myself getting really angry with somebody I hired for some work I was doing. And just, I mean, yeah, maybe the person was wrong, but like anger is not a privilege that I get. Just like, binging on sugar and doing all those things in the middle of the night. A lot of things I don't do anymore. I just don't get the privilege of doing that. And it's not like I mean, in the beginning, I was like, man, how am I ever going to not, whatever, do what I want to do. But it opens me up to so much more, just good stuff. I don't think I even have enough time to talk about all the just the relationships, all those different things. So for me, the tools work, the program works, showing up every day works, the 90 and 90 works, the heavy phone works, even though I'm very inclined to pick up and call, because these people got bigger things to worry about than me calling about, I lost my shit because somebody cut me off on the road the other day, but that is me giving somebody else an opportunity to serve, and me serve them as well. Just like in this instance right here, I don't think Iris, I apologize for over for crosstalking, but I don't think Iris and nor I knew what was going on, but it's just so divine. So again, just showing up, being in service has always been a good thing. What's it like for me today? I'm on a meeting every day. I never thought I'd be that dude, but just like I brush my teeth, I'm on a meeting every day. I'm writing every day, whether it's the gratitude list, whether it's just morning pages, letters to God, just brain dumping. I don't have my God box in front of me, but being in these rooms, y'all got me making a God box. And it's funny because I remember that when I was little, my mom did something like that. But then, 30 something years later, oh man, that is that. And so, incorporate my wife and my family into the God box, and really leaning into that and calling on, leaning on that, as opposed to my own understanding or my own will, me trying to figure this out, or me trying to say the right thing or whatever, because I fall short every time. So biggest thing with me is just recognizing that, There used to be a time when I wake up in the morning, I'd just be like, oh man, I got so much to do, and just, oh man, just okay,
I hear you.
let's do all that. But then now my first thought in the morning is prayer, thinking of somebody. I offer myself to be, to build with me and to do with me as I will. Like, and that's just a result of just being in the rooms and sharing and listening with you all and shutting up, serving when I'm serving, crying when I need to cry. But the point is, this has just definitely given me a prescription on how to live and live well. Because, with death, with my parents, with all types of stuff, life is a full contact sport. So me trying to keep some of myself to protect myself from pain or loss or being selfish, that's not really well lived life, in my opinion. So, getting away from that, asking God to remove these character defects, asking for more willingness, something I feel like I constantly do. And that's, again, something I learned from you all in here in this room. So, I continue to pray to be satisfied every day with what I have, gratitude, my wife, my family. And again, things oscillate, things go up and down. But for me, just trying to stay steady. I heard it in the previous meeting earlier this morning that thoughts are just thoughts. They're free to come and they're free to go. And it's always amazing to me what things that I can kind of hook on to, and my wife may hook on to, or my business partner may hook on to, but it's the same situation. And so, not that they're better or worse, but just kind of watching that videotape of myself and saying, man, you need to calibrate yourself, or you need to, get into a meeting. You need to call somebody. You need to have these things. So, I had a whole bunch of great world-changing, life-changing things that'll make everybody be abstinent. And of course, I came on here and forgot all of that stuff. So, not to bloviate anymore. I want to hear from you guys. And there's a lot of faces in here I haven't seen in a while. A lot of smiling, bright faces. So, I appreciate Iris calling on me to be of service. And thank you so very much, because this is very much needed. And when you called me about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But this was the gift that I didn't know I needed. So, appreciate y'all. Looking forward to listening to you guys on the shares.